You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Tuesday, June 7th, and you are listening to another edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo, and I am joined by Kip Adams today to break down one of the biggest recruiting weekends in the country this past weekend. That would be from the defending national champion, Georgia Bulldogs. Kip, first of all, how are we doing? Have you been able to catch your breath yet?
Blair, I'm in the process of trying to catch my breath now. I'll try to enunciate as best I can. No, man, no, there's no sleep. You know, I thought this would be something I'd be doing in December. We're doing it in June. So, you know what? I at least have the benefit of some AC as I try to keep up with the news and make sure our subscribers are caught up with the news. But I mean, yeah, there's plenty going on right now. No rest for the weary, but, you know, love doing it, man. This is what we love to do. And it's been a lot of fun, you know, just the last couple of weeks going from that May evaluation period right into camp season and an official visit season here in June.
Yeah. And you can catch all the buzz and recruiting notes over at Dogs247, the Georgia site on the 24/7 Sports Network. And Kip, I was at the Elite 11 LA Regional over the weekend with Greg Biggins. And we looked at each other and we're like, right now we should be making phone calls because there's so many recruits on the road taking official visits. But instead we were on the field evaluating and writing our reports and looking at some of the quarterbacks. And there's just so much going on. And you touched on it there. And that's what I wanted to bring up is the fact that the month of June now has become the month in a recruiting period, right? Like, not only do we have the camp season, but now the main official visits are happening ahead of what I think college coaches are anticipating, some summertime commitments. A lot of these spots in certain recruiting classes fill up heading into the season. Recruits, I think, get tired of the process a little bit earlier than maybe we're used to. They want to really, you know, I think, come off the board and just know where they want to go heading into their senior season. With Georgia specifically, though, I feel like it's a really interesting thing that they have to balance, right? Because they are the defending national champion. They can be a bit more selective. They can be a bit more methodical. We see that with the level of offers that they send out and the quality of prospect that comes in. And we're going to get into the visitor list here in a bit. But at the same time, they have to know when to maybe pump the brake, because I think everyone's going to want to commit to Georgia. The staff then has to be able to really gauge who's close to committing, who they might be in on, where they can maybe shuffle their board. It's a really intricate process, I think, when you're at the top.
Yeah, definitely, Blair. And you look at Georgia's class right now. I mean, it's 10th in the country right now with 8 commitments. And this seems like this time of year on our message board on the Junkyard, we get all those questions about, you know, why is this class a little behind? And you know, at some point, the fans start to realize that Kirby Smart, usually when he finds his guys and their main targets, their timelines are often not going to be earlier in the cycle, because those are going to be guys that are probably pretty coveted nationally. And quite often those timelines in previous cycles would go into the season and late into the season. And so, I mean, they're going to hold spots for those guys that they really, really want. And sometimes that results in the class kind of taking shape, you know, maybe a little bit slower than some other classes nationally. But then in the end, you see, you know, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, you know, they're right in there in those top groups. But as you said, this cycle, this timeline seemed to be just a little different. I think a lot of these guys are wanting to announce their decisions before their senior seasons. At least that's where they are in their timeline now. We always know in recruiting, it can definitely change. And when you have these college coaches involved, whoever's not going to be the pick, they're immediately going to go to work on trying to extend that process or at least still get them back on campus. But yeah, for Georgia, there's a lot of big time prospects that it seems like are getting close to making their decisions. And that's why in the month of June, we're projecting, 40 plus official visitors for Georgia. So a unique situation that this cycle is bringing on with a lot of the elite players. But I think Georgia has a lot of recruiting equity right now coming off the national championship, and they're looking to capitalize with a lot of these elite guys they're getting on campus this month.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think a lot of the leverage sits with Kirby Smart, and I think for him and that staff, it's all about being able to shuffle the cards in the right order and making sure that they are making the right decisions at the right time. We are joined by Kip Adams. You can follow him on Twitter at Kip L. Adams. He is the recruiting insider over at Dogs247, also covers Georgia football. And Kip, there were over a dozen official visitors in Athens this past weekend, none bigger, obviously, in terms of profile and in talent as the number one player in the 2023 class. That would be Arch Manning, the five-star quarterback from the state of Louisiana and notoriously of the Manning family. What have we heard about Georgia's impression and Georgia's standing with the number one player in the class?
Yeah, obviously, that's, all the eyes are on Arch, and, he's at this point, I guess, has had to get kind of used to it. But yeah, I could say that, they spent over 2 days in Athens. His father, Cooper, was there with him. They met with the Georgia staff. They've been there multiple times. This is visit, I think, 5 or 6 for him. So they've seen kind of everything Georgia has to offer. This weekend was really just about finding that fit. What would it be like if we do go to Georgia? And I think, Kirby Smart was, pretty, smart and savvy in making sure that he had some commitments in town, and not just any commitments. And he made sure that the pass catchers that Georgia has on board right now, and Pierce Spurlin, the 4-star tight end, top 100 prospect from Florida, Raymond Cottrell, another wide receiver from Milton, Florida, another top 100 prospect, and then 4-star Lawson Lucky, another 4-star tight end that Todd Hartley seems to continue to stack that position room. But Kirby Smart wanted to make sure that he had those guys in town to let Arch know this is where we're going to be the next 3 years, and we want to catch passes for you. So they had that familiarity there. He made sure he was spending time with Oscar Delp, the freshman tight end that's already on campus and showed out in Georgia's spring game. So they put their best foot forward, and Kirby Smart made sure that he set time to spend with Arch and his father each day during the official visit. And I think before he left, they talked for over an hour on Sunday before the official visit was over. You're not going to get anything from Arch during these visits. You're not going to really hear anything specific from him or his family. They're going to go throughout the whole process. So you're obviously going to visit Texas at the end of the month. That's a big visit. We're going to be watching to see what happens after that. What is their plan? What is their timeline? Are they going to be ready to make a decision before the season starts, or are they going to want to see Texas and Georgia, what those offenses look like this fall? That's kind of where we're at right now. I think that we've said this for months, 6, 7, 8 months, that Georgia is in it for sure. They've been in it all along. They felt they've had a strong chance with Arch. They have a lot of good connections. And so I don't know if he's got a favorite right now, but I would not put Georgia, as the underdog going into these last couple of visits. I think they've got a good chance as Texas right now. It's just all going to be, about what he sees in these visits, because I don't think he's made a decision yet. And I think they're still in the evaluation process. If there's going to be a family that knows everything about recruiting and to be diligent with everything, I think it's the Manning family. And I just think that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah. And I know readers on the message boards always look into the order of visits. He kicks things off on the official visit front with a trip to Georgia, Bama, Texas, in that order. How much did you read into that order of visits? And did Georgia maybe push to be the first impression?
That's exactly what Kirby Smart wanted. He wanted to be the first impression. They wanted that visit this weekend. He set that Kirby Smart set that up on purpose. And then that was his plan, again, to get the other guys that he wanted in town right there on that first weekend, and to be that first impression, that first thought that he's comparing these other programs to. So I know that was big for Kirby Smart. And again, just looking forward to, you know, just coming off of the announcement that, Todd Monken had a contract extension. He got a big raise, making sure you know that Todd Monken's there. Buster Faulkner also has, you know, connections with his family as well. The support staff assistant at Georgia, just making sure he knows that these pieces aren't going anywhere and that this offense, I mean, that they have not still hit, you know, their ceiling as far as what this offense can be. And I think you look at the weapons they have on campus right now, arrow is still pointing up for Georgia as far as its offense is concerned. And that's probably, you know, the last thing if you're going to recruit against Georgia right now. It's, you know, the offensive numbers, they were really efficient last year under Stetson Bennett, but I think there's still that upside there that they could have with, you know, maybe a different quarterback under center moving forward.
Very interesting stuff. The battles within the battles. And I'm sure Steve Sarkisian would say, yeah, we wanted the last official visit right in the month of June. So very interesting stuff there with Arch Manning. We are going to continue our conversation on Georgia recruiting. You're listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. Blair Angulo joined by Kip Adams, recruiting insider and Georgia football reporter over at Dogs 247, the Georgia site on the 24/7 Sports Network. Arch Manning was just one of over a dozen official visitors for the Bulldogs this past weekend, one of the bigger recruiting weekends in the country, right up there with Clemson and Oklahoma and Auburn and Notre Dame and schools like that. But this is the start of a huge month for Georgia, Kip. You mentioned it earlier, over 40 official visitors set to descend on Athens this month. And it's one of those things where you look at the timing of it all and you look at how the momentum is building for this program heading into what's going to be a very important fall camp for this program as they try to repeat as national champions. When do they shut things off from a recruiting standpoint? Because there's got to be a balance to an extent, right, where you start to focus on your current roster and with the expectations being as high as they are at Georgia, when does recruiting maybe take a back seat? Not way, way, way in the back, but I'm just saying maybe a little bit less important.
Yeah, definitely won't be anytime this month. I think, Blair, I think at the end of June, you start to have, you know, the workouts right now for the team are voluntary. But then you start just to kind of turn the page and prepare for that summer, that fall camp. So I think, you know, they're going to have a short, maybe 1-2 week period off after June, after they've got all these guys on campus. And then that's it. That's their chance to catch their breath. And then they turn the page towards fall camp and they start, you know, getting the workouts in. Obviously every school has allotted so many practices they can have, but that's going to be what, you know, those preparations begin in the month of July there. So right now it's just all recruiting. They were able to have a couple days off and then now it's, you know, they're getting guys on campus every day. It's not just these official visitors on the weekend. Kirby Smart's policy is we want you on campus anytime we can get you on campus. So June 1st, you know, they had they had a huge camp June 1st. It was like over 150 kids were in town to work out. So it was basically like the old school dog night setups where they just had dozens and dozens of guys on campus working out. But then June 2nd, they had big targets on campus. June 3rd, it's going to continue this whole month. Whatever day they can get a guy on campus, that's the day they want to get them there and kind of showcase what they have. So it's going to go nonstop, you know, from beginning to end this month. And then next month, they kind of just get back to just coaching football and thinking about that. And then obviously the month of August, you'll start to, you know, just prepare for that season opener. And then you have official visits during the season. But as far as recruiting momentum is concerned, I think, you know, we're going to see a lot, I think, July and August. A lot of these guys are wanting to get all those official visits in. So as far as recruiting, the coaches may have turned the page to the team. But I think as far as recruiting is concerned, they're going to find out where they stand with a lot of these recruits in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, in the month of July, that's typically when we're going to start to see some of that movement, some of the changes in the recruiting rankings as recruits begin to come off the board ahead of their senior seasons. A couple five-stars that were on campus this past weekend, Caleb Downs, AJ Harris, and a few other five-stars expected to make it out to Athens later this month. Richard Young, the five-star running back from the state of Florida, as well as Javian Toviano from the state of Texas, a five-star corner. Anything that you can share with us on either of those five stars as we close this out, Kip?
Yeah, I think one player that I think Georgia has a lot more momentum than maybe previously in the cycle is AJ Harris. He's a guy that's kind of had some, you know, ups and downs as far as where his leader's concerned. I thought Georgia was kind of that school to beat early on, and then you started hearing a lot about Florida. I think with Fran Brown, the secondary coach coming down from Rutgers, I think he's kind of locked back in on AJ Harris, and coming off the official visit, I think Georgia's kind of got more momentum now with him than they had before. So I think that's a guy definitely to watch with Georgia. Caleb Downs, I mean, we get more questions about him than any player not named Arch on our message board. I think with him, it's really tough to get a read on where he is right now. I know both his parents were on the visit. I think Ohio State is kind of that team to watch. If it's not Georgia, I would like the Buckeyes for him. I know that there are a lot of guys in town this weekend that he's close with, and Justice Haynes, the running back, being one of them from Buford, Georgia, a guy that at the top of Georgia's wish list at running back. I know they're close and they're going on some official visits later this month together. That relationship could be big for Georgia if they are able to beat the Buckeyes out for him in the end.
Kip Adams, bringing the goods as always. Catch your breath. Catch some sleep, my friend.
Thanks, man. I'll try. Hopefully Rusty helps me out next week.
I'm not counting on it. If I saw his tweet earlier this week, it's looking like he's got his legs up. He's got a nice refreshment and he's catching some rays, some well-deserved rays. I might add, Rusty Manziel. Kip, thank you so much for joining us and can't wait to do it again, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Kip Adams of Dogs 24/7. Remember, stay locked in to 247sports.com for all the latest recruiting buzz on the Georgia Bulldogs as they continue to push for a top five class, as well as every other nugget this busy month of June on the recruiting front as official visit season has kicked off. For Kip Adams and our producer, Lance Flynn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island, we got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.